A new lawsuit and reporting from NPR has cast fresh light on a Fox News story about the murder of a young Democratic aide named Seth Rich. His family denounced the story, and ultimately Fox News retracted it. There's a key player in how all of that unfolded, and he's been the focus of outrage. But he told NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik that everyone's got it backwards.
Back in May, when Fox News ran a story linking the late Seth Rich to the leak of Democratic Party emails to WikiLeaks, Fox's Sean Hannity described a key player this way.
D.C. police are officially in charge of this case, but former D.C. homicide detective Rod Wheeler, who was hired by a third party to investigate the murder on behalf of the family, says
the third party has a name. He's familiar to Fox viewers as a conservative financial analyst.
Ed Butowski is
managing. More on this. Ed Butowski.
Ed Butowski.
He's a 55-year-old former senior vice president at Morgan Stanley who has his own investment advising firm that's based outside Dallas. At once ingratiating and blustery, Butowski likes the limelight. Here he is in an online reality show.
My name is Ed Butowski. I'm not a native Texan. I grew up in New York. I went to school at the University of Texas and also continued at Wharton.
Butowski has pursued high-visibility clients. He was featured in a Sports Illustrated cover story and an ESPN documentary about professional athletes going broke.
I'm the kind of guy who likes to help people, and if I can help them out, I will.
Butowski tells me that's why he got involved in the Seth Rich story, helping the Rich family resolve the mystery of Seth's death, helping the investigator Rod Wheeler get a paying gig, and helping important information about the source of the leaked emails to come to light.
It was like, wait a second, if this is the case, oh my goodness, then people need to know.
Butowski says his interest started when a friend told him last year that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange claimed that Rich, the murdered 27-year-old Democratic aide, had actually been the source of the leaked emails. U.S. intelligence chiefs had already blamed the Russians for the hacking. Even so, Butowski tracked down the Riches and shared his friend's information.
I had no interest, didn't know anything. I thought very privately, by the way, I was just helping somebody.
In January, Butowski connected with the legendary investigative reporter Seymour Hersh. Hersh told him an FBI source saw a report linking Rich's laptop to WikiLeaks. An FBI spokeswoman denies it has any role in the case. Butowski told Hersh the report needed to become public.
The most important thing is this. Everyone, there's so many people throughout Trump's, you know, 4 years and maybe 8 years are always going to fall back on the idea that he's not legitimate and the Russians got him elected. This changes all of that.
This is from a recording Butowski made of the conversation with Hersh that he shared with others.
I have a great history in getting things out there where nobody knows that I'm the one who did it.
That conversation kicked off a flurry of activity. Butowski says he forwarded the recording to Rich's parents. They agreed he could pick and pay for a private eye, whom he introduced to a Fox News reporter. Butowski and the investigator briefed Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, at the White House about Rich. And Butowski participated in a rolling discussion with the investigator and the Fox reporter, as documented in a later lawsuit filed by the private eye Rod Wheeler. Butowski told Wheeler that Trump wanted the story on the air. Butowski now says he was clearly joking. And Butowski sounds baffled when I ask him about all this activity.
As I look back, I didn't do anything. If you think about it, what did I do? Nothing.
Butowski's accounts in other realms seemingly raise questions as well. Take that appearance on the web reality show.
I went to school at the University of Texas and also continued at Wharton.
A picture flashes on screen of Butowski in cap and gown. The University of Texas says it has no records of him graduating, just attending in the early 1980s. And the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School says he attended a non-credit executive education program in 1997. Butowski tells me he's proud of that Wharton program. Although his firm handles $244 million, Butowski has had three federal tax liens against him personally, totaling about $500,000, including this year. He says most of this was about a disputed interpretation of the tax code. And as for his role in politics, Butowski is not a major donor, and he says he's not a player.
You know, the idea that I'm some political activist is the strangest thing as well.
Yet, at last summer's Republican National Convention, he sat right next to top Republican donors Sheldon and Miriam Adelson in their suite. Butowski makes a plea to me, see him as a human being. Appreciate the toll the public backlash has taken on his family. I tell him, I do. I also ask, what about the toll on the parents of Seth Rich? I'm asking you to recognize in them the same sense of frustration and anguish that it sounds like you feel as people have
been. And here, Butowski shows no curiosity about the people he says he sought to help.
They feel unfairly maligned, that their son has been the source of speculation that they reject, but also they have been, you know, online just viciously characterized.
What have they said to him? Because I don't have a clue in the world what anyone has said to them or about them.
To this day, Butowski says the story that Fox broadcast and retracted is true. Every word. David Folkenflik, NPR News.